أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله الحمد لله رب العالمين الحمد لله الحمد لله الذي نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونؤمن به ونتوكل عليه ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا فمن يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلله فلا هادي له وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له وأشهد أن سيدنا محمدا عبده ورسوله صلى الله عليه وسلم وهو الخاتم الأنبياء والمرسلين قال الله سبحانه وتعالى في القرآن الكريم يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله حق تقاته ولا تموتن إلا وأنتم مسلمون يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله وقولوا قولا سديدا يصلح لكم أعمالكم ويغفر لكم ذنوبكم ومن يطع الله ورسوله فقد فاز فوزا عظيما يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله وكونوا مع الصادقين صدق الله العظيم We seek refuge with Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala from the rejected shaitan. With the name of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the most gracious, the most merciful. The praise and thanks belong to Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the Lord of all the worlds. The praise and thanks belong to Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We praise Him. We seek His help. We beg Him for His forgiveness. We believe in Him. And we put our trust and faith in Him and in Him alone. We seek refuge with Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala from the evil of our souls and the evil of our deeds. For he that Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala guides, there is no one that can lead him astray. And he whom Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala leaves astray, there is no one that can guide him. And I bear witness and give open testimony that there is no God except Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala alone. He is without partners and associates. And I bear witness to Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is his slave and his messenger, the seal of all prophets, the last of all messengers. Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala reminds us in the Holy Quran, Ya ayyuha alladhina amanu, O you who believe, take heed of Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala as you should take heed of Him and do not die unless you are Muslim. Ya ayyuha alladhina amanu, O you who believe, take heed of Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and speak the truth. He will direct you to do good righteous deeds and He will forgive you of your sins. And whoever obeys Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and His messenger, then he has already achieved the greatest achievement. Ya ayyuha alladhina amanu, O you who believe, take heed of Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, wa kunu ma'a sadiqeen, and be with those who are truthful in their words and their deeds. Surely Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaks the truth. Dear Muslim brothers and sisters, assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Truly the best of words are the words of Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And the best of guidance is the guidance that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sent through His Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Dear Muslim brothers and sisters, Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala reminds us in His book. يَسْأَلُونَكَ عَنِ السَّاءَةِ أَيَّانَ مُرْسَاهَا And they ask you about the hour. When will its appointed time be? قُلْ Say, the knowledge thereof is with my Lord alone. None can reveal its time except Him. Heavy is its burden in the heavens and the earth. It shall not come upon you except all of a sudden. They ask you as if you have knowledge about it. Say, the knowledge thereof is with Allah alone, but most of mankind know not. Dear Muslim brothers and sisters, we are at the head of the Islamic New Year, inshallah. Thus we wish all of our Muslim brothers and sisters, kullu am wa antum bi khair. We ask that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala bless every year to reach you and you be in good health and ready to participate and receive the rewards of doing good deeds. Ameen. Thus, with this beginning of this new year, we are also just a little bit more than a month away from an auspicious date that has lived in infamy for many, many millennia. This being the 21st of December of this year, 2012. There are those that are in such fear that they are planning mass suicide in France. And there are others who are trying to capitalize on the day. Reserve your room here and say farewell to all your friends and family. I'm not joking. This also in France, some even claiming that according to their calculations, just one city will be spared the cataclysm that they believe is coming on that day. This all being based upon what was discovered of the Mayan people. And it is worth mentioning what has concerned the people of this era so much. Let's talk about the Mayas. Originally, they were Phoenician, an ancient civilization. They rose to prominence deep in the jungles of Central America and lived between 300 BC and 900 AD in the present nation of Guatemala and Belize and in the adjoining parts of Mexico, Honduras, and El Salvador. With limited technology from what we can ascertain, and Allah knows best, it is clear that they built great temples and mastered the mapping of the stars. By 800 AD, their population had grown to more than a million people in 6,000 cities. While they are known for their advanced writing system and meticulous record keeping, much of their knowledge was lost when this ancient civilization mysteriously disappeared from all 6,000 cities. In the 1960s, after the discovery of an ancient tablet referred to as the Tortugo Stone, it was unearthed in southern Mexico, and on it was inscribed the date, December 21st, 2012. The implication being that on this day, according to their calculations, time would run out. However, on this very same tablet, as the archaeologists read further and further and further, just as they got to the part about what would happen after December 21st, 2012, the tablet was broken. What is clear is that the Maya were obsessed with the cycles of the sun, moon, and stars. And their methods have many modern-day scientists in awe. The Mayan understood that the patterns in the stars were closely linked to the patterns occurring on Earth. This advanced knowledge makes their calendar unparalleled to this day. They would keep track of events and how many days elapsed between them. Thus, they could calculate not only thousands of years, but millions of years between events in the future and the past. They created many calendars to measure the cycles of astronomical events. The calendar that ends on December 21st, 2012 is one of their many calendars that measures a cycle that began 5,125 years ago on their long count calendar. That in itself, or that cycle, began in the year 3114 BC. What's significant about this date is that it also marks the beginning of Stonehenge, of the Old Kingdom in Egypt, and many other births around the world as far as civilization is concerned. And although the start date, 3114 BC, may shed light on the past events, the end date, 12/21/2012, so happens to coincide with the astronomical event. That event has not occurred for 26,000 years. That event being that on that very day, the sun, the earth, and the galactic equator of the Milky Way will be in perfect alignment. Now, according to scientists, 26,000 years ago, the earth began to dramatically warm up and emerge from the height of the Ice Age. Now, there are many theories about what effects this alignment will have upon the sun, the earth, and other celestial bodies within our galaxy. And interestingly enough, on this very day as well, the sun is expected to reach its peak of solar storm activity for the 11-year cycle that it goes through and enter its most violent period. Those storms on the sun, which create either solar flares or coronal mass ejections, have in the past affected a multitude of things on the Earth, the least of which being satellites and telecommunications. Coronal mass ejections, CMEs as they are called, send powerful waves of plasma energy into space. Their size is multiple, literally, multiple size or multiple times the size of the Earth itself. You cannot fathom, even though we can see it, we cannot fathom the immensity of these storms and these flares or these ejections. So suffice it to say, as in the past, when the Earth was just grazed by one of these, such as in 1989, a burst hit the province of Quebec and knocked out its power for 12 hours. The entire province, March 13, 1989. In 2003, a similar event happened in South Africa. And these, again, were just moderate bursts of energy from the sun. Should a major burst be in direct area of the Earth, it could be cataclysmic. So there is a scientific aspect to this prediction which has everybody concerned. And thus, Allah SWT knows best. But we are the Muslims. And with the advances in technology and the advances in scientific observation, that in no way supersedes what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and His Prophet have said. So dear Muslim brothers and sisters, let me remind you, as Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala reminds us,
يَسْأَلُونَكَ عَنِ السَّاعَةِ أَيَّانَ مُرْسَاهَا فِيمَا أَنْتَ مِنْ ذِكُرَاهَا إِلَى رَبِّكَ مُنْتَهَاهَا إِنَّمَا أَنْتَ مُنْذِرُ مَنْ يَخْشَاهَا كَأَنَّهُمْ يَوْمَ يَرَوْنَهَا لَمْ يَلْبَثُوا إِلَّا عَشِيَّةً أَوْ ضُحَاهَا.
They ask you, Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, about the hour. When will it be? You have no knowledge to say anything about it. To your Lord belongs the knowledge of the term. You are only a warner for those who fear it. The day that they see it, it will be as if they had not tarried in this world except an afternoon or morning. Dear Muslim brothers and sisters, Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He reminds us, say to them, surely the death from which you flee will find you. Then you will be sent back to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the all-knower of the unseen and the seen, and He will tell you about what you used to do. Dear Muslim brothers and sisters, when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala decides for the spark of life to flash at its very moment, at that very impetus of life, its death is decreed. It comes here just as we have two hands, life and death. It comes right with it. With your life, with that birthing of that child, the joy that everyone sees and they're happy and alhamdulillah, its death is right there with it. Remember what Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he reminds us in his hadith, that the angel, he comes with three things in the womb, and it is inscribed. You see this space? This space is for writing. Yes. This space is for writing and reading. For writing and reading. And what's written here is three things. Your life and death, both. The term, how long you will live. How much money you have. Y'all running around looking for it and it's right here on your head. All you gotta do is look in the mirror. And whether you'll be happy or sad, meaning whether you are Muslim or Kafir. For reading, this coincides with the Day of Judgment. Because that is what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, it's only mentioned one time in the Holy Quran, Ad-dabba, the beast of the earth, when he comes, he will come to read your forehead. Ah, Muslim. Ah, Kafir. And speak to you and tell you what's written there. So dear Muslim brothers and sisters, we are the Muslim. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given us all the information that we need. And again, Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He reminds us in the Holy Quran, يَسْأَلُونَكَ عَنِ السَّاءَةِ أَيَّانَ مُرْسَاهَا. They ask you about the hour. They ask you about when. When will it be? And He goes on to say that the heavens and the earth, they are burdened with it. That it's heavy. Why? What does it mean by it's heavy? It's like they're pregnant with it. Do you know any pregnant woman that knows exactly when she's going to give birth? They are pregnant with the hour. And they don't know when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will call it forth. It's heavy upon them because it means their destruction too. Kullu man alayha fan. Kullu. Everything. Dear Muslim brothers and sisters, again Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He warns us, Ya ayyuhan nas, O mankind, fear your Lord and be dutiful to Him. Surely, the earthquake of the hour is a terrible thing. The day you shall see it, every nursing mother will forget her infant. And every pregnant woman will drop her load. And you shall see mankind like they drunk. Yet they will not be drunk. But the severe torment is what they will behold. The severe torment of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Dear Muslim brothers and sisters. Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he said, By the one in whose hand is my soul, the hour will drive people crazy and confound them. And it will reach them. Death will reach them all of a sudden. So if a man be fixing his fountain or feeding his animals or about to put food in his mouth, he will not complete his task before the hour finds him and makes the end of him. Dear Muslim brothers and sisters, I remind you, as I remind myself, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He lets us know this is not something new. That people have been asking about this since the day began. Since man walked on the earth. And He speaks to Musa alayhi salam saying, Surely the hour is coming and my will, this is Allah speaking, is to keep it hidden. That every person may be rewarded for that which he strives for. Therefore, do not let one who believes not therein, meaning that they reject it, and they follow their own lusts, divert you, unless then you shall perish. Dear Muslim brothers and sisters, again, we read in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's book when He says, وَقَالُوا and they say, What? When we are bones and fragments, should we really be resurrected? A new creation? قُلْ say, whether you be stones or iron or some created thing, that is harder than that. That is harder than that which is even in your breasts. You will be resurrected, reassembled. Then they will say, Then who shall bring us back to life? He said, Qul, say, He who created you at the first time. Then they will shake their heads at you and say, When will that be? Qul, say, perhaps it is near. Dear Muslim brothers and sisters, again Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He reminds us, Therefore we created you, and into it we shall return you, and from it we shall bring you out once again. أقول قولي هذا وأستغفر الله لي ولكم أستغفر الله إن الله غفور رحيم الحمد لله رب العالمين الحمد لله الحمد لله الذي نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونؤمن به ونتوكل عليه ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا فمن يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلله فلا هادي له وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له وأشهد أن سيدنا محمدا عبده ورسوله صلى الله عليه وسلم هو الخاتم الأنبياء والمرسلين أما بعد. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He reminds us in the Holy Quran,
إِنَّ السَّمَعَ وَالْبَصَرَ وَالْفُؤَادَ كُلُّ أُولَئِكَ كَانَ عَنْهُ مَسْئُولًا.
Surely, the hearing and the sight and the heart of each of you will be questioned. The point we want to make here, dear Muslim brothers and sisters, is that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala always mentions the hearing first. Always mentions the hearing first. And it's important to understand what relationship this has to the Day of Judgment. That Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He mentions in the Holy Quran, وَنُفِخَ فِي الصُّورِ فَسَعِقَ مَنْ فِي السَّمَاوَاتِ وَمَنْ فِي الْأَرْضِ. وَنُفِخَ, and then into the trumpet the breath will be blown. The trumpet will be sounded. The trumpet will be blown. Not the sight. In other words, you won't see. No, the trumpet will be blown. فَسَعِقَ مَنْ فِي السَّمَاوَاتِ وَمَنْ فِي الْأَرْضِ إِلَى مَنْ شَاءَ اللَّهِ إِلَّا مَنْ شَاءَ اللَّهِ rather. And the trumpet will be blown, and all that is in the heavens and in the earth will swoon. They will hear this sound. Listen what Allah said. All that is in the heavens and in the earth will hear this sound. All. You must understand that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He said, Samawat. Samawat. All of the heavens. Seven heavens. Seven heavens. Now, this is what we don't grasp. Our sight, dear Muslim brothers and sisters, is limited by what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala allows us to see. No matter what we may construct or mathematically equate or see by numbers. Because you know, to date, no one's seen an atom. We only see it by calculations. No one's actually laid their eyes on an atom. No one. But we can see it mathematically. No amount of this, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He says, no amount of calculations can encompass Him. Figure as much as you want to. Keep counting. And I remind you of this, dear Muslim brothers and sisters, because even the scientists, they tell you, look, we know light travels so far. And the light that is available to us, for us to see the distance of our universe, we can only calculate as far as it can reach. Beyond that, there may be more, but we can't see it. They say that. And I remind you of this, dear Muslim brothers and sisters, so you understand that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, to their calculations, they have only said in this knowable universe, there are more than a billion galaxies. We're just one. We're just one. And they are coming in and out of existence every day. So if our one little galaxy fizzles out, it won't affect any other ones. We won't be here to recognize it. But
But what I'm trying to tell you is our little dot of a sun compared to the immensely incalculable sizes of suns in what we know that exists, that if it winks out and takes all of us with it, it will not affect anything else. But that's not what the Day of Judgment is bringing. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he says, everything, everything, kullu, everything in the seven heavens. Now again, Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he said that this, he described it, this dunya and its heaven is like a ring in the desert compared to the one above it. A ring in the desert compared to the one above it. And the one above it is like a ring in the desert compared to the one above it. All the way till you get to seven. And you're talking about a little pinprick of a light just whiffing out. Poof. No. Allah went down and said, all of that, gone. So this cataclysm that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is bringing about, nobody has a clue about it. No one has a clue. The Mayan didn't have a clue about it. And so therefore, we're not worried about their calendar. Because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala can make it happen now. What's to stop them? All the events that we expect to make it happen, one after another, bam, 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 and then that's it. Nothing can stop his decree, or he can delay it for another 50,000 years. It's Allah's decision. And he has not revealed it to anyone, not even the earth itself. As Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he says, Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim, إذا زلزلت الأرض زلزالها وأخرجت الأرض أثقالها وقال إنسان ما لها يومئذ تحدث أخبارها بأن ربك أوحى لها. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, dear Muslim brothers and sisters, this, again, I remind my Muslim brothers and sisters that don't know the Arabic, it's so important. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he lets it be very, very clear. Either when zulzilatil ardu zilzalaha, when the earth shakes its final earthquake, meaning the biggest, baddest quake you've ever seen, tips the Richter scale, when it shakes till its utmost shaking. It won't ever shake like this before, because it won't be no more. إِذَا زُلْزِلَتِ الْأَرْضُ زِلْزَالَهَا وَأَخْرَجَتِ الْأَرْضُ أَثْقَالَهَا, and it throws off its burden. Its burden, what do we just say? Its burden, it's been burdened with the Day of Judgment. It's here. Boom! Pregnant. I'm birthing my baby. Here it is. And it shakes off its burden. وَأَخْرَجَتِ الْأَرْضُ أَثْقَالَهَا. Look, man won't even know it's coming. It won't be no date in the future we're expecting it. What's wrong with her? Because all that other stuff would have passed. All those other dates in the future that say, oh, this is, that's coming, that's gone. That day they will not be expecting it. It will happen all of a sudden. Qala insanu ma laha, what is wrong with her? Yawma idhin tuhaddithu akhbaraha, that day she will tell her news. Bi anna rabbaka awha laha, her Lord has revealed it to her, she didn't know it before. Bi anna rabbaka awha laha, because her Lord revealed it to her what she did not know prior to that moment. So both of us will be surprised. The earth will be shaking and we'll be shaking. What's wrong? Well, it's time. That's what's wrong. I didn't know or you didn't know. But it's time to go. Dear Muslim brothers and sisters, I remind you of this as I remind myself. And wallahi al-azim, we can speak about this for many khutbahs to come, but our time is short.
Let us remember, dear Muslim brothers and sisters, that what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has hidden is for the benefit of the human being. We are His creation, designed to grow. And in that growth, He is not only growing our bodies and our souls, but our intellect. And the wisdom in this, and by hiding this, dear Muslim brothers and sisters, not only the end of the world, but even your own death. So that you are encouraged, if you have wisdom, use your time wisely. Every day is precious, because you don't know when it's your last. Every moment is precious. Invest wisely. Because you know, once you become aware, self-aware, I am here and I am leaving, then you know that it's wise to invest in where you're going. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala lets us see. People go before us. Where is so-and-so? Oh, you didn't hear? He returned to Allah. He lets you wash your beloved ones and realize one day this will be me. He lets you put them in the ground and throw the dirt upon them and lets you remember one day this will be me. To take what? A lesson. Invest wisely. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He says, whoever has been given wisdom, he has indeed been given a great deal of good. Dear Muslim brothers and sisters, 6,000 cities, more than 1 million people, vanished. If they knew so much about 2012, why didn't they know about them? Why couldn't they save themselves from whatever calamity was coming that caused them all to disappear? You ever thought about that? You don't see that inscribed, okay, we're going to be out of here on this day. They didn't say, they didn't know. They had no clue. And they still have no clue. So it is not as Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He says, don't listen to them who don't believe in what Allah has revealed. Lest you yourself find yourself among them, perished. Dear Muslim brothers and sisters, our ambition lies with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and His Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. That is the ultimate. That is the winning. That is where we want to be amongst the faizun. Who are the faizun? Al-mu'minun. They are the winners. Not the Trumps or the Oprahs or the Gates or the Buffets of this world. They are not the winners. The mu'minun are the winners. And so they are the ones who, when they hear the word of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, they take and heed the advice. They see the good investments. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He's letting you know, hey, you want a good investment? You want a bargain that won't fail? Here it is. Invest with me. I got you. When you need it, I got you. So I remind you, dear Muslim brothers and sisters, as I remind myself, we have an opportunity in front of our face and over our heads. This house. We have an opportunity to establish something meaningful and lasting with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We have an opportunity now. And we should be wary and leery and afraid to waste it. What Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala puts in our pockets, every single cent is a test. لِيَبْلُوَكُمْ أَيُّكُمْ أَحْسَنُ عَمَلًا. Which of you are best indeed? Which of you will see the opportunity and seize it? Which of you will hear the reminder and respond? So dear Muslim brothers and sisters, are we listening? Are we hearing? Are we ready? If it was 2012, if that just so happens, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, you know I'm going to surprise everyone. Bam! That's it. Would you be worried about anything else but your meeting with your maker in less than 30, in 30 days or less? Really, if that really was it for you, and it just so happens to be on a Friday, and Allahu A'lam about that. Allahu A'lam, not saying, I'm just saying, it is mighty coincidental for all those things to be happening at one time, but Allah knows best. But we do know that the Day of Judgment is on a Friday. We do know that. But we ain't saying it's 12:21, so do not, you know, please, don't nobody say, Brother Omar said, no, please, if you sleep and you just woke up, Brother Omar did not say the Day of Judgment is on 12:21, okay? He didn't say that. But inshallah ta'ala, I do want you to know that we have the opportunity now. That Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given us every day as a Muslim. When we wake up and we say, La ilaha illallah Muhammad Rasulullah. We have the best opportunity to prepare for our eventuality. So please, dear Muslim brothers and sisters, I cannot stress to you more how great a chance we have with investing and maintaining the house of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. I cannot remind you enough that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sent Ibrahim alayhi salam and Ismail alayhi salam to raise his house. And that every successive prophet and messenger, he sent them to be servants of his house. Even Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So this is a great opportunity and worth the sacrifice. Please, dear Muslim brothers and sisters, you should worry more about today and now than you should ever worry about some event in the future. To now is your day. Seize it. And may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala increase the reward of whatever sacrifice you may make for His face. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala count it heavy in your scale. Amen. Remove any iniquity, any sin, any blemish, any fault. And bless you inshallah ta'ala to meet Him with no accounting. Amen. أقول قولي هذا وأستغفر الله لي ولكم أستغفر الله إن الله غفور رحيم. ربنا ظلمنا أنفسنا وإن لم تغفر لنا وترحمنا لنكون من الخاسرين. ربنا أفرغ علينا صبرا وتوفنا من المسلمين. ربنا أفرغ علينا صبرا وثبت أقدامنا وانصرنا على القوم الكافرين. ربنا لا تؤاخذنا إن نسينا أو أخطأنا. ربنا ولا تحمل علينا إسرا كما حملته على الذين من قبلنا. ربنا ولا تحملنا ما لا طاقة لنا به. واعف عنا واغفر لنا وارحمنا. أنت مولانا فانصرنا على القوم الكافرين. اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد كما صليت على سيدنا إبراهيم وعلى آل سيدنا إبراهيم وبارك على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد كما باركت على سيدنا إبراهيم وعلى آل سيدنا إبراهيم في العالمين إنك حميد مجيد عباد الله إن الله يأمر بالعدل والإحسان وإيتاء ذي القربى وينهى عن الفحشاء والمنكر والبغي يعظكم لعلكم تذكرون وأقيموا الصلاة إن الصلاة تنهى عن الفحشاء والمنكر ولذكر الله أكبر.